When I was about 11, there was a shoe store where my mother got me the engineer boots I favored, back when I was trying not to be that despised thing, a girl, and was trying to be what seemed like a separate thing, rugged, ready for action. But something else made the store memorable. If you stepped in front of the mirrors that lined both sides of the center aisle, you could see an image of an image of an image of an image of yourself. Or the shoe stools. Or anything. Each one more watery and dim and remote, stretching onward, beyond, seemingly forever. As though an ocean lay in there with the reflections, and you were seeing farther and farther into the sea-green depths. It wasn't the self I was trying to catch sight of then, but the beyond. Beyond every beginning is another beginning, and another, and another. But my first ride, 8 years later, on the 5 Fulton bus could be a place to start. That bus line that bisects the city, running from downtown by San Francisco Bay, all the way west out Fulton Street to the Pacific Ocean. The main thrust of this story happens in the middle of that route, in the middle of the city. But for just a moment, stay on the bus, straining uphill past the Jesuit church whose towers catch the morning light, onward, alongside the big park on the south side of the street, and avenue after avenue of houses, less and less densely packed, on earth that is really only sand, to that sandy stretch, meeting the Pacific.